routine. I love creating routines. I love creating good habits for myself. And I love following a plan that's relatively unchanging from day to day. Well, just as you can have good routines, you can fall into some bad routines as well. And that's what happened before I met Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss. That team at PhD, they helped me understand how bad habits and poor routines were leading to an unhealthy lifestyle for me and leading to some unhealthy weight gain. Thanks to reinforcing good habits and good routines with my diet and with exercise, I was able to lose 24 pounds in 5 weeks, which was awesome. Find out how Dr. Lucas and her team can help you at myphdweightloss.com. One more time, that's myphdweightloss.com.
Kick off your Labor Day weekend with Jimmy Johnson live in concert at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Amphitheater.
High cost of living, ain't nothing like the cost of living high.
For one night only, Anderson County presents Jimmy Johnson, Blackberry Smoke, and Megan Maroney on Thursday, September 1st.
It's a place out on the ocean.
A recent inductee into the Grand Ole Opry and multi-Grammy Award nominee, Jimmy Johnson, will keep Anderson on its feet all night long. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a residential real estate closing. Nick is a former state prosecutor, has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Walt Tiptoe, the Red Range, we are back. Text said, I bet Grissom is making Swanson pretty nervous. There may be something to that. Texter says, when is Seattle, the Rangers, San Diego, the Rockies, or the Angels had their day? Well, they've had moments. I mean, Seattle set an all-time single-season Major League Baseball record for most wins in a season with 116, but then failed to capitalize on it. Terry says, I still believe Strider is a bullpen guy. I tend to as well. I still think ultimately that's where he best fits, but we'll see. After the Mets, the Braves get the Astros. They do, but those are home games. And the Mets have a 10-game road stretch that starts tonight against the Braves, Phillies, and Yankees. There's a big difference between playing at home and the road. Once this 10-game road stretch is over, though, for the Mets, then it's just all downhill. Tess says, do you think Albert Pujols can reach 700 home runs? It would be really cool if he did. I would love to see that. I can't really imagine him being back with the Cardinals next year. Ed, maybe you can help with this because I see you on there confirming that I was correct about Vince Coleman. But what's being said in Cardinals circles about Albert Pujols? Because I think he's still like 15 shy, isn't he? Isn't he like at 685? What number is he at right now? I don't think he's going to get there this year. I would love to see him get there because I think he's done it the right way. In a time period where so many others cheated, I don't think he did. And I would love to see him get to 700 home runs. He's 11 off. He has 689. I mean, you know, he would have to get awful hot and for it to happen this year. But, man, you don't want to see him come up just shy. You don't want to see him go up just shy of 700. I mean, it would be great to see him somehow hit those 11 in the last 55 games of the season and then walk off into the sunset. I'd love to see him get there, too. I don't know. It's going to be a challenge, no question about it. I think you're talking about one of the classier guys in baseball. You know, I remember when somebody accused him of steroid use. He went. It's the only time I ever really seen him mad. He went ballistic. He threatened lawsuits and everything else because there's never been any rumor about Albert Pujols being involved in steroids. I think, listen, in an era where you can question a lot of things about a lot of people, I think guys like Pujols and Ken Griffey Jr., Chipper Jones, I think those guys did it the right way. I don't think any of them used anything. I really don't. I mean, obviously, you can't prove that one way or another. It's the unfortunate nature of what happens in a steroid era that everybody gets implicated, even those who are innocents. But I think Pujols did it the right way, and doing it the right way and hitting 700 home runs is just amazing. It's just incredible. It's one of the greatest achievements in the history of baseball. And this guy's done it for the most part while being a complete hitter too. I mean, really, absolutely incredible. The other thing is Ramona Fernando Tatis. When I left here on Friday, this news broke like 30 minutes after I was off air. Fernando Tatis, who was the other Padre player, was waiting to come back from injury. The existing star of the team added all those teams.
Yeah,
added all those guys. Performance enhancing drug uses, suspended for 80 games.
No.
And then, you know, and then he came up with a reason because all players today come up with reasons. Nobody actually, honestly, this isn't speaking about Tatis. This is speaking in generality now.
Right.
I don't remember anybody flat out coming out and saying after they got caught, yeah, I did steroids. Yeah, I took performance. It's always, I took it inadvertently because it was in some, you know, allergy medicine I took or some, you know, whatever it is. There's always some reason for it. It's never just an admittance that you actually just took it. Never happens. It's always something you took inadvertently. Look, and listen, you're talking about pro athletes, right? They know absolutely everything they put in their bodies, and they have teams full of people designed to make sure they know everything they put in their bodies so they don't get suspended for
right,
games.
Right. If they know they're going to get tested, so right. Obviously they'll look at every single thing, see what the ingredients are and all that, if they're taking that kind of stuff.
And I honestly think it's a killer for them. I really do. I think whatever positive momentum they had from bringing in Soto and Bell and et cetera, I think this kills it. I just do. It's just
games.
Yeah, it's so defeating, you know, to the and really he was your best player, you know, and Soto is otherworldly, etc. But Tatis was your leader, and he's had issues before. He got injured in the off season. I forget whether it was a bike or a motorcycle, and you know, and said that. That's not what happened, and
the he didn't even say the truth about that.
Right, the franchise felt that they lied. They were lied to twice.
I didn't know it was a bike that I was riding.
And now they feel like they've been lied to again. So,
he sounds like he has an issue with that.
Yeah, it's not a good situation. All right, so you know you can get in the answer to the poll question though on baseball on the Roar FM, and it is basically, is tonight the, from a divisional standpoint, is tonight the most important game of the season for the Atlanta Braves? I think it is. I think unquestionably so. And I think that we can keep, you know, kicking the can down the road, but newsflash, we're running out of games. These teams have played like, 110 games. This is it. This is it. We're coming down the home stretch. And so my contention is that, and I know the Braves play the Astros, but the Braves are playing at home. The Braves are playing at home. And you're supposed to win on your home field. And in this case, you have to. In this case, you have to. Because the Mets are playing the stretch on the road. Four against the Braves, four against the Phillies, two against the Yankees. And again, to my way of thinking, that's it. If they come out of that stretch and they're still up five, it's over. Because their pitching's just too good. And the rest of the division, they've been too good all year. The rest of the division, other than those top three teams, the rest of the division sucks. So that's the dilemma. Texter 940 said, I thought the Mets and Braves had 10 games left this season. No, they've run through all those games. There's seven left. There's four. Off the top of my head, I believe it's seven. It's these four and three at the end. All seven remaining games are in Atlanta, if memory serves. But if you don't do something with these four starting tonight in Atlanta, those three at the end aren't going to mean squat. They're going to be played by all backup players. Because I think that's where we are. Do you believe the outside perception change if whoever just came out and said, yeah, this rehab was tough and deal with the pain, I took a small amount of, yeah. I do. I actually do. I think some honesty once would be refreshing. And you say something like, I was dealing with this injury and I was having a hard time rehabbing it. And so I took something I thought would help me. I shouldn't have done it. I made a mistake. One time.
Now,
we have that one freaking time.
Let me ask you this. He got suspended 80 games, right?
Yeah.
If he'd have said, yeah, I did it like you say, well, they would have, then you get 100.
It wouldn't 100. Have changed. No.
It's still been 80 as standard?
Yeah, no, they definitely would not have changed the suspension. I mean, look, I think people would appreciate somebody giving an honest answer.
Well, yeah. You'd think that they would quit doing it.
It would make you look better. I mean, this stuff about, honestly, when you tell me you took it, you ingested it in a ringworm product, which is what he said. When you tell me you ingested it in
ew,
a...
the dude's got ringworm.
I don't think ringworm is really what you think it is. I don't think ringworm is what you think it is.
Okay.
But when you say... You ingested it, taking a ringworm product, then the next time you'll say you ingested it taking, some other ridiculous thing. It will never be a
Well, it seemed like if you went to the store and said, I need this, and then you stand there and you read the ingredients so that you don't break the rules.
I'm not sure, Mona. Most think that he probably didn't ingest it in that manner. What?
Oh, you're talking about use a needle? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm saying just in general. I'm not making any specific statement about Tatis. I'll leave that to others. I just think
dude's got ringworm.
Right. I think that it would just be nice one time to have one player come out and say, my bad. I was having trouble recovering from an injury. I took something to help me with it. I made a terrible mistake. I won't do it again.
Yeah, you know what?
If they
all started doing that too,
yeah,
then maybe they wouldn't get suspended 80 games when it happens.
Right, right. They'd all,
got together and said, we all do it and this is what we do. And sometimes it shows up and, Yeah. Maybe they'd lower the 80 games to 40.
Yeah. Google searching the most ridiculous products you can possibly think of as the reason for your positive test is
what do I do now? Yeah,
is not a solid.
Oh, there's ringworm medicine.
It's not a solid strategy. Let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. no one does like George Coleman for. They've been treating people the right way for 90 years. It's hard to find now, I know, but it still exists. It exists at George Coleman Ford. Fred writes, great dealership, no hidden fees. There it is, Ramona, no add-ons. We had Cole Smith as our salesman. We couldn't have had a better salesman. After we came back from the test drive, less than 30 minutes, everything was finished. When we're ready again, we know where our first stop will be. George Coleman Ford, dealing with them was enjoyable and pleasant. Michael says, best dealership in South Carolina, capital letters. I ordered a Ford Bronco with Chase, had the best car dealership experience anyone can ask for. I live 2 hours from them, so communication was vital. Chase made sure the process was smooth and seamless. I drove up to Traveler's Rest to pick up the vehicle, was greeted by an awesome staff. I've always been pessimistic about dealerships, but these guys changed my mind. Definitely recommended. How about that? That's the way it's been for 90 years. 90 years. Do you know any other auto dealerships that have been in business over 90 years? Because I don't. All right, and maybe one exists somewhere. I don't know where, but when you've been in business for over 90 years, there's a reason for it, and the reason is that you treat people the right way. And generations of your customers' family members keep coming back to generations of your own family members. That's been the long-term key to success for George Coleman Ford. Trust me when I tell you this. Go see him. You will thank me later. There is no other car buying experience like the one you'll have at George Coleman Ford. Also, before we get a break, let me tell you about my guy Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial. Through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send your frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. It's a troubling time in the market. You need expert advice. Call my guy, Greg Wales. Greg's a genius. Clemson grad. He'll help you. Greg knows you've worked hard for your money, and now you need it to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Greg will be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call Greg Wales with Kiwi Financial today. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg 654-5043, 654-5043, or visiting Kiwi Financial located next to Max Drive and Pendleton Road in Clemson. Quick break.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three, Monday through Wednesday till 7:30, Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may be an occasional "Are We There Yet?" and "Don't Make Me Come Back There" for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs. Visit 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Link your Ingalls Advantage card to your child's school, giving the advantage to those who really need it. That's our pledge to you.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This week at Ingles, select varieties General Mills cereal, 2 for $6. 6-count quilted northern ultra soft and strong mega roll bath tissue, $6.98 each. And select varieties Keebler cookies, 2 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
America's largest family-owned jeweler is expanding their store to serve you. For the moment, Reitz Jewelers in Haywood Mall has relocated next to Pandora on the second floor. Reitz Jewelers still offers huge savings on diamonds, watches, and more, all with the same superior customer service they've always provided. When the new store reopens soon, you'll be amazed at how they've grown. See Reitz Jewelers right now next to Pandora on the second floor of Haywood Mall, online at Reitz.com.
Tri-County Technical College is in the business of transforming lives one student at a time. Whether you're looking for a career in CNC, advanced manufacturing, information technology, or even business administration, Tri-County's programs offer great opportunities that can put you in a position to have a great career with great pay. At TCTC, you can do college, and we can cover the cost. To learn more, visit Tri-County Technical College online at tctc.edu.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are The Roar.
Walked up to the Red Rage. Oh, 9-4-0 asked who's pitching for the Mets tonight. Carrasco, who's been really good of late, sort of like all the Mets starters. Mets starters last 9 games have an ERA of 1.1. But Carrasco's been really good of late. He's a guy that, you know, before this stretch, he had a couple rough first inning performances. So I'll say the same thing with him I said the last time. I think if you get Carrasco, the time to get him is the first inning. Yeah, that's true of a lot of pitchers. But Carrasco's on a great stretch right now. But prior to that, he got hit hard in 2 consecutive first inning appearances in which he gave up 4 runs in each one of them. So, you know, I think if you're going to get him, you get him early. Tyler, how are you?
Doing well. How about you all?
Good, Tyler. Appreciate you getting in. Tyler from Indy.
Of course. So, yes, sir. I used to be Tyler from Greenville. Then I relocated to Edmond. So
okay.
It's great. You know, there's a lot of love for Chapman around there. But anyway, first of all, love the show.
Thank you.
Besides the Mets, but other than that, it's great. But, hey, I can't blame you. If I had my own radio show, it would be all Braves. You know, or it would be a lot of love for the Braves. So I can't blame you. And the Mets are on a hot streak right now. But anyway, reason I called in was I wanted to hear your thoughts. I hate Faxon's not on right now. But, you know, I saw Amanda Butler got an extension. And I know we have a few great players coming in. I'm one of the, unfortunately, few people that goes to a lot of the Clemson women's basketball games.
Right.
And I wish more people would. But I am a big fan, and I'm trying to, you know, kind of boost up the program with a bunch of my friends, and it's not going real well. But I'm trying, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to hear your thoughts on what the future is of the program and how everything's going there.
Yeah. Look, I think that, you know, again, Amanda Butler got her contract extension last month, and I think it's well deserved. I think she's the right woman for the job. Obviously, losing Delisha Washington is a major loss in the short term. But, yeah, it's like you said, the recruiting class was great. Ruby Whitehorn, the Douglas girl from Western Nebraska, is a little water bug, really quick with the basketball. She's like 5'5", 5'6", but, you know, a little lightning bug up the court with the basketball. The Brown girl looked good, too. But, you know, the Ruby Whitehorn is a celebrated player. I mean, I think she was ranked top 20 in most of the recruiting rankings, and she's a talent. So I think it was an exceptional recruiting class, a recruiting class that's going to help right away. I think the Douglas girl is going to help immediately. Again, she was a community college transfer. She played at Western Nebraska, I believe, and I think she was the number one JUCO player in the country. So I think Amanda Butler is getting it done, certainly getting it done on the recruiting trail. As I said, in the short term, when you lose a player of Delisha Washington's ability, I mean, she was a scoring machine last year. That doesn't help.
Right. Yep. Well, you know, I'm excited for it. I think Ruby is the first McDonald's All-American to ever go to Clemson, if I remember right. You know, I'll be honest with you, we have a lot of sports at the school, and I keep it up with all of them, and all the recruiting accolades right. And everything. It's kind of hard, especially with women's basketball and soccer. You know, the ones that aren't exactly ESPN frontliners, it's hard to keep up with them and make sure you get everything right. But
well,
I'm
excited for you know, and Tyler, the one difference with this sport versus like most of the other sports is that in this state and in the country, you know, Amanda Butler has to confront the fact that the other program in the state is the number one program in the nation.
And you know, you do. I mean, you got to see a great conference in women's basketball.
Yeah. So, you know, and so that makes it even more challenging. And, you know, that's why I think she's really done a good job. And I would expect that to continue. And as I said, this is probably her top recruiting class, and I think there are going to be some really impactful players in it. In fact, I think all three players are going to impact.
I'm excited for the future nonetheless, and
Yep. Hopefully
my brother can pull it out tonight. I mean, no offense, Walt, but
no.
You know.
I'm covering the pennant race. You know, I've covered both teams in depth, the whole pennant race. And what that means is, by the way, we need to reiterate this, Ramona. This means that regardless of the outcome, we will be discussing the game tomorrow. So if it doesn't go in your favor, don't be crying to me tomorrow when we talk about the outcome. The outcome's the outcome. I have nothing to do with it. I actually checked both rosters. I'm not playing.
Let me tell you, I'm going to be more upset if we lose the game at the own team, because it's like, you know, you get on these hot streaks, you go through these great games, and it's like, you know, where is this against the Mets? Because it feels like at times we forget how to play baseball. So it's like for example, I mean, I'm not saying the Mets, oh my gosh, they've gotten lucky. No, it's half the time, literally, the Braves have made themselves, they've played like idiots, frankly, against the Mets. And the Mets take advantage because they're a good team. That's how good teams work, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, Tyler, the real problem has been you haven't hit Mets pitching. You just haven't hit it. All you do is strike out. Yeah. You know, you've got to make some contact. You know, one of the things the Mets are really good at is they don't strike out. They hit the ball in play. And, you know, it turns out that when you hit the ball and put it in play a number of times, eventually the other team makes some mistakes. If you just strike out, then the other team's never going to make any mistakes.
That's a good point. Well, thank you for taking my call, as
thanks,
always.
Good talking to you. That's what's got to get better. I mean, somehow the Braves have to cut down the strike zone. These things have to happen tonight. Joe, I'll come to you in a second. Spencer Strider needs to get out of the first inning without throwing a million pitches. The Mets are forcing teams to throw more first inning pitches than any other team in baseball by a wide margin. The last time they faced Strider, they forced him to throw 29 first inning pitches. Now, he didn't give up a run in the first inning, but they beat him in the first inning. Strider can't have a 29-pitch first inning. Nimmo is going to come up there. He's going to foul off pitches. He's going to take pitches. I mean, that's what he does. Strider has to throw strikes tonight. That's one of the things that has to happen. The Braves have to make better contact. They have to put the ball in play. So I think those are some of the things that have to happen for the Braves to win tonight and win this first game of the series. And again, I just think it's crystal clear. This is a series you have to win, and more than anything else, this is a game tonight you have to win. You have to win. You're running out of games, and this team's not going to give you anything. They're not going to go on any losing streaks. Their pitching is too good. And once you get past this stretch, like I said, you know, the Mets are basically going to play Washington and the Marlins for the rest of the year once you go past these 10 games. And the Pirates and the, you know, crappy teams like that. So you've got to somehow make a move in this 10-game stretch. The 10-game stretch where the Braves are home, the Mets are playing 10 straight against the Braves, the Phillies, and the Yankees. Because once you go past that stretch, good luck catching them. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, you talk about the Mets and you talk about the Braves. And I understand it, but, like, I guess my question is to you, who can beat the Dodgers?
Oh, I think the Mets can. I think the Dodgers are really aware of that. In fact, I think most of the people that I hear on air who cover the Dodgers are extremely worried about the Mets.
Okay. Because, like, even if the Braves somehow beat the Mets, like, could they beat the Dodgers, you know, in the playoffs?
I think that potentially, the Mets and Braves could both beat the Dodgers. I don't think the Dodgers are invincible. They're on pace to win 113 games, I'll grant you. The Mets are on pace to win 106, by the way. There were people earlier who took exception with me saying the Mets would win at least 90. I don't hear from any of those people anymore. Now, the thing with the Dodgers, Joe, is this. Over the course of a 162-game schedule, I think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. However, in a playoff series where, let's just say, you're facing the Mets, and I don't know who the Dodgers are going to run out there. Urias, Kershaw, Buehler's not back yet. Okay, so you're going to run out Urias, Kershaw to face DeGrom and Scherzer? All right, you're down 0-2. You're not beating them. So you're down 0-2. And so the Dodgers can be the best day-to-day team in Major League Baseball, but a problem that they have encountered at playoff time is that their starting pitching has not been as good as the starting pitching of the opponents. And quite frankly, their starting pitching isn't close to the Mets starting pitching. I don't think it's as good as the Braves starting pitching. They rely a lot on their bullpen.
Now, just random question to us, and then I was going to talk toss football. Would you start sitting, like, if the Mets, I don't know, got a few more games up on the lead, when would you start sitting your starters as far as DeGrom and your pitching staff? Would you?
No, I don't think so. I think this is it. I mean, I think you have to roll with it, and these guys have to stay healthy. That's just part of the process. I don't think you can sit them down and protect them. I think they needed to get these guys back in a regular rotation, pitching every 5 days, and they have that now. Now, if health doesn't allow that at some point, then that's just the way it goes.
And just real quick about South Carolina, like I've told you, 7-8 is what your target range should be, but I would rather go down swinging than just crawl up in a corner offensively like we've done, quite frankly, for the past 3 years. So, like, if you need to throw the kitchen sink at people offensively, then do it, because now is the time. Because, quite frankly, we haven't had a talent at quarterback like this since Shaw Garcia. And arm talent alone, I'm not sure we've seen a better talent. Because I'd rather go out swinging than just, you know, just what we've done in the past, like against Texas A&M, for instance.
Yeah.
Because we need to get teams like that, because I think they're beatable.
Yeah, look, I don't think Rattler has an elite arm, just to be clear. But I think he has a good arm. He can make all the throws a college quarterback needs to make. And I know he didn't have a great year last year, but his stats were still pretty good. And I think that a lot of quarterbacks around the world of football last year had trouble with too high safety looks and patience. And that's what he was facing early in the season when he had the plug pulled on him. But I think that, and I've said this for some period of time, I think this is the best grouping of South Carolina offensive weapons I've seen on one team at South Carolina in a very long time. So, you know, you scored 22 points a game last year, which is hideous. But
that's terrible.
But again, that's the leftovers from the Muschamp campaign. There was nothing at all Beamer could have done last year to change that, especially when Doty got injured. There's nothing at all. I mean, the fact that he pulled, you know, the number of wins that he pulled out of that season was really pretty amazing. And so I think now you have a quarterback, you have a legitimate backup quarterback. I think you have weapons all over the field. I think you have, three running backs that can play. I think you get a bunch of receivers, two tight ends. There's a lot to work with there. I mean, honestly, Joe, I would be somewhat stunned if your offense didn't get to the 30-point mark. I think you're going to score over 30 a game, which is a massive jump, and that should win you some games. Now, the schedule is tough, but... But look, I'm interested in it. I'm interested in watching it. I think it's going to look pretty good. I mean, I think you've done a remarkable job of covering up some talents. I think Josh Van's an NFL receiver that nobody knows about, including his mama, because you've had no quarterback who could throw a forward pass. So, now you do.
You know, Muschamp was known for that. Well, he could hide an offensive player like anything. Nobody's business. But I'll leave you with this. Well, you cannot lose to a team like Missouri. You need to beat a team like Missouri who's going to allow like 50 points a game or whatever that defense is going to do.
Yeah.
You can't lose to them at home. Appreciate it.
Yep. No, look, that's true. Missouri is going to score some points. Decent quarterback play. Really talented wide receivers. But that Missouri defense is just an abomination. Even in the spring, they're an abomination last year. They're an abomination this year. Trust me. Texas said, no one is beating the Astros World Series winners. I would beg to differ. Line up with Grom and Scherzer, and we'll see how you do. You get shut out both games. That's what happens to you. Quick break.
It's time for the ultimate college football kickoff show. The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live at Twin Peaks in Greenville. Brought to you by Upcountry Fiber. We'll be live from 5 to 8 p.m. on August 25th. The Roar's panel of experts will give you everything you need to know about the upcoming season. Conference champion picks, Heisman picks, playoff picks, and who wins it all. We'll have you covered. The Roar College Football Kickoff Show, live August 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American-made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
If you're looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit morgancolemanrealestate.com.
Look no further than Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson for your next pre-owned vehicle. Whether you're in the market for a full or mid-sized truck or SUV, Ralph Hayes has it. Sedan, minivan, something sporty, Ralph Hayes has it. Import or domestic, Ralph Hayes has it. And once you find your pre-owned vehicle at Ralph Hayes Toyota, they'll service any make or model for you. Add to that their rental program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Thursday nights are special in downtown Seneca. People around the county talk about it. They look forward to it every week. People from other states come here. I'm talking about Jazz on the Alley. It's an atmosphere like no other. So after work on Thursday night, 7 till 9, why don't you join about 1,000 of your closest friends on Ramcat Alley in Townsville Street for a night of jazz. Great music, great food, and you. What a great combination. Make your plans now and come on every Thursday. You'll want to get here early because tables and chairs go quickly. Might want to bring your own chair. Why don't you check out a few sounds of jazz every Thursday night?
I feel good. And I'm gonna be high.
Grab all your friends every Thursday night. People are talking about this event all over the state. You'll want to be a part of it. Thursday night, 7 till 9, Ramcat Alley in Campbell Street. It's Jazz on the Alley.
Hi, folks. Qualk here once again to tell you about my friends at PhD Weight Loss, official weight loss sponsor of Clemson. Well, football season's right around the corner, and if you're like me, this is the time of year where you start preparing to get the absolute most out of the football season. You can't have anything distract you from enjoying the fleeting moments of fall. This year, I'm going to enjoy football season more than usual because I'm 24 pounds lighter thanks to 5 weeks in the weight loss phase with PhD Weight Loss. The folks at PhD were unbelievable, and I know so many other people who are getting ready for football season can say the same. I'm in the maintenance phase, and I'm going to love football season just the same and even more now that I've got a handle on my weight. If you're a fan looking to get the absolute most out of football season, do yourself a favor. Go to the website, myphdweightloss.com. Once again, that's myphdweightloss.com. You'll be glad you did.
Tuning in from the car? Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in, 654-7627. You get in and join the conversation. Let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey. Gary's been advertising on our show, for a few years now. He loves the relationship with the show, the station, our listeners. We get calls all the time from Gary's customers singing his praises. They talk about his intelligence, his patience, his flexibility. I mean, honestly, this guy just loves to give and give and give. Gary's agency, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, has been in insurance for over a quarter century, and Medicare specifically for 18 of those years. Gary's also been on Medicare himself now for about 4 years, so he understands the process from both sides of the equation. So whether it's for you, the individual, or your church or other senior group, Gary's always going to be there for you. As an employer, Gary offers special services for your employees, one-to-one, and offers ideas for the owner that are win-win for the aging employee and for your company as a whole. And you know, by the way, Gary's motto is dozes but never closes, because he's met with people like at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. When I say accommodating, this guy is the most accommodating individual you're ever going to come across in business. And Gary is always going to be there for you long after the sale. He will be there for you all the time. And Gary doesn't speak in highfalutin terms, just plain English to help you better understand a very difficult subject, Medicare. Best of all, he's there for you ongoing long after the sale. It's Gary Mahaffey, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484 for Gary Mahaffey. I promise you will thank me later. Call him. Call him. He can help you. Okay. A couple things on the Clemson scrimmage. Again, only two live scrimmages, so this was one of them. And David Oyd had a good piece on TigerNet about it. I haven't seen any stats. Did we get any stats? Any stat update?
I haven't seen any.
From Clemson on the scrimmage? I haven't seen any stat, specific stat updates on the quarterbacks or anything. Maybe they're keeping that on the down low. I don't know. But allegedly, according to Coach Sweeney, the offense ruled the day. The offense against Clemson's defense. The offense. I guess, are we buying that? Are we buying that? Because, like, when I think of the last time I saw Clemson's offense versus the last time I saw Clemson's defense, it almost just doesn't compute that somehow the offense could rule the day. But more specifically, that the offensive line won the day. I mean, was everybody out on defense? I mean, it's just hard to imagine the O-line winning the day against, you know, the likes of defensive line talent that Clemson has. But that was the case. That apparently was the case. The Tigers scrimmaged for 2+ hours. And again, according to this David Hood piece, and what Coach Sweeney said, and I saw the interviews, the offense ruled the day. And that quarterback DJ Uiagalelei had another good day. Coach Sweeney said, really pleased with DJ, made one mistake. Klubnik had one critical mistake. We had some guys make plays, really. I think we had one drop the whole day with each group, but just you wish you were playing somebody else because it's a double-edged sword. You're happy, but then you're mad. I get it. He also said Uiagalelei made several nice plays with his legs. Klubnik's fast, ran away from guys in high school, but is learning Clemson's defense has some fast guys as well. Was good on good for most of the day with ACC officials and headsets for the coaches. Sweeney wanted to make it as much of a real game as he possibly could. This is all from the David Hood article. He mentions you get two live scrimmages of preseason, so I really tried to treat it like a preseason game. Sweeney said it's just kind of trying to create mentality-wise with headsets and ACC officials, everything, just really trying to call it as strict as we could call it. Today was a fun day as far as being able to go play. The offense played well. Usually, this is still quoting, usually this scrimmage is usually a day when the defense owns. Sweeney said the offense won the day. And honestly, I kind of saw that coming. I told the defense it was very competitive. The defense did a lot of good things, a couple nice turnovers. McCube had a pick. Mickens had a pick. We did all three groups. We had a few sacks. Our guys up front in the offensive line, I think all they hear and read is how bad they are, and it's just the opposite on the other side. All they hear and read is how great they are, and you saw the results of that today. I definitely think the offensive line won the day in the trenches, which is good to see, good for both sides, very competitive. I love how our backs ran the ball, and the backs had big plays, made some big plays in the passing game. Now, I do think this. I think coaches routinely use these kind of scrimmages to emphasize points they want to make, areas they want to support, those kinds of things. I'm not saying that the offense didn't rule the day. I'm just thinking that, you know, and look, I think some of that's true. The defense does hear and read their press clippings, and maybe this is another effort to sort of settle them down a little. You know, Brent Venables used to do that all the time with the things he would say, you know, that, you know, basically he would try and make it seem like, you know, they always had a ton of work to do, like they were nowhere near ready, that type of thing. And maybe this is an effort to do that to an extent, and maybe to also promote the notion that maybe give the offensive line some confidence. I mean, again, just from a common sense standpoint, it's almost hard to imagine the Clemson offensive line getting the better of the Clemson defensive front. But let's remember, there is an Outland Trophy candidate on that offensive line too. And we have seen the pieces moved around. It appears to me that the change is going to be the Blake Miller at right tackle, but it appears to me that while they've messed around a little bit on the other side, I'm guessing that the status quo is maintained there. In other words, McFadden's still playing left tackle and Tate is playing guard. I think that's how it's going to be. Let me go to a line on that. He reiterated that freshman Blake Miller is pushing to start at right tackle. Mentioned that center Will Putnam has been good in camp and that Marcus Tate is night and day ahead of where he was a year ago. The coaches are actually repping left tackle Jordan McFadden, some at left guard, and Tate as left tackle as insurance in case McFadden goes down. But he said they'll get the best five in the field. Okay, so let me go right to that, all right? Based on what we had heard the other day, there was a lot of talk that they might be tinkering on the left side and that McFadden could slide inside. I'm going to guess, and I said this the other day, and that's still my read into this right now, that while they're experimenting a little, it's more, you know, cross-training and protecting yourselves, insulating yourselves, than is anything that's going to happen. So I think this fits with what my guess was the other day when these reports came out, is that I thought that the only change you would make would be on the right side. I did not think you'd take McFadden off left tackle. I think it'd be asking a lot to switch those parts out and to have two new starting left tackles from where you had a year ago when that was the continuity part of the offensive line, especially at left tackle where you got to protect the back of the right-handed quarterback. So I think you have some clarity now on what this offensive line is going to look like when it lines up in game one against Georgia Tech. And I think that barring injury, I think we know what that is now. I think we know what that is now. I think that you're going to have McFadden at left tackle, Tate at left guard, Putnam at center, right guard will be Walker Parks, and right tackle will be Blake Miller. That's going to be your starting five against Georgia Tech. Barring injury, I think that's where you are. And everybody else is a depth dancer, and I think you'll see a lot of people play up front. I think Clemson has better offensive line depth, and you'll be able to get some guys some rest and play some guys and help further develop that depth. But I think that's your starting group right there. I mean, I thought so even in the wake of what we heard the other day. I remember, Ramona, I said I found it surprising that there was talk about swapping out both tackles. I said that I just didn't really think that Clemson would do that on the left side, that I could see him do it on the right side with all the accolades that Blake Miller was earning, but that I found the talk about McFadden moving inside and Tate or somebody else playing left tackle unlikely. Now, again, McFadden is not a tackle at the pro level. Honestly, his best chance at the pro level may be center, but based on size, but he's not going to play left tackle at the pro level. So could he have at any point requested an opportunity to play somewhere else that, you know, he may have an opportunity to play at the pro level at? I don't know. But I know this. For this team this year, I fully believe McFadden's the best answer at left tackle. I fully believe that. I believe that when we first heard this last week, and I believe it now. I thought he solidified that spot last year and played pretty solid football all year. In fact, I think he would be one of the players who graded the highest on this offense a year ago. So it didn't seem likely to me that Clemson was going to swap out both tackles just before the season began. You know, in your fall camp, it didn't seem likely to me. So I think we have our answer now, all right? I would be sort of shocked if it turned any other way right now. Again, injury can change that. But what you're going to have is when Clemson comes out to take the field against Georgia Tech, Blake Miller is going to be your right tackle. Walker Parks is going to be your right guard. Will Putnam is going to be your starting center. Marcus Tate is going to be your left guard, and Jordan McFadden is going to be your left tackle. That's the group. And quite honestly, there's a good amount of continuity in that from a year ago. And so you can understand how that group might be playing better football. And maybe that accounts for the report of this scrimmage. I mean, most of these guys played last year and played significant roles where they played them. Again, your left tackle, McFadden, is going to be the same. Your left guard, Tate, was there for much of last year. And I know it was up and down in and out of the lineup, but he was there. Putnam was interior offensive line. So he slides over and takes over the center role, as you often see. Walker Parks is still going to play on the right side, but he's going to move in from right tackle to right guard and to make way for Blake Miller. And what that tells me is that Miller really has played up to these press clippings, that he's played well enough to force himself into this lineup, and that strengthens the whole group because, again, you know, Parks played right tackle last year. So if Miller is now a better answer, or the combo, more likely, of Parks and Miller is a better answer than what you have with Putnam moved to center, then that's what you do. Generally, that's why you make those moves. It's a two-position upgrade. You're not valued in one position on its own. Waltip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may have been an occasional "Are We There Yet?" and "Don't Make Me Come Back There" for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs. Visit 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Thanks to you, Reed's Jewelers is expanding their Haywood Mall store. When it opens later this summer, you'll love what they've become. For now, America's largest family-owned jeweler invites you to shop their current location, next to Pandora and Haywood Mall. Reed's Jewelers, with the same huge savings on diamonds, watches, and more, along with the same superior service. You're the reason Reed's has been successful and is expanding. Reed's Jewelers, now next to Pandora, on the second floor in Haywood Mall.
Now try your new Supremes with Bojangles' new creamy buffalo sauce. It's